What's it all about? Way back in 2006, I was an earnest, idealistic 20-something working my first full-time job and living at home to save money. During the week, I pursued a few hobbies, and on weekends, I hung out with my friends. I went on lackluster dates, ate dinner with my parents, and got a head start on experiencing a quarter-life crisis. In short, I was a not uncommon recent college graduate, except perhaps for one detail. I regularly attended Catholic Mass at my childhood parish. Now, I do not expect you to gasp at that statement. Being a practicing Catholic is not that unusual. But my religious observance as a young adult was somewhat rare among my religion-eschewing peers. But the abuse scandals, people would say to me, the misogyny, the hypocrisy of it all. They weren't wrong. I knew I was part of a complicated tradition, one filled with as much sin, pain, and shame as it was with beauty, creativity, and mystery. I stuck with it not only because it was the liturgical language I spoke best, but because I stubbornly believed in the idea of small c church. God embodied as a community of seekers, a group of people who desire to orient their lives around love. My presence there, however, didn't always mean I was thrilled about religion, especially as a young adult. Even though I ran in slightly more progressive Catholic circles, it was hard to shake the feeling that the church considered my current stage in life unworthy of its time and focus. Seeing it instead as a negligible pit stop on the way from teen-focused charismatic worship to middle-aged involvement in family masses and religious education. Out were the overwrought youth conferences and fevered guitar group sessions. In were awkward young adult socials that doubled as Catholic singles meat markets where women outnumbered men 4-1, and those few men were pushing 40. Eventually, I got involved with a local food pantry and soup kitchen, where I served meals once a month alongside other young adult Catholics who were, on average, 15 years older than me. And at the invitation of a friend, I joined a vibrant young Franciscan group, a lay community based on the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi, in downtown Philadelphia, which became the first and only young adult activity in that era of my life that focused on contemplation, nurtured participants as individuals, and included only people under 30. Getting to this level of participation, though, took a solid year of dogged searching and trial runs. As each fruitless month ticked by, I grew increasingly frustrated that finding connection within the church wasn't simpler. For God's sake, literally, I wanted to be there. I had enthusiasm and willpower and a 1990 Ford Taurus that could take me and at least three other young adults, four if they didn't leave room for the Holy Spirit, anywhere. But I wasn't becoming a nun, nor was I married, nor did I have children. As a result, the church didn't seem terribly interested in me despite my keen interest in it. I began asking questions. Did my commitment to the church matter? Could my restless energy be addressed or harnessed? Were my inquiries, needs, and desires valid? I felt that no one should ever beg another to stay, to listen, to tend, only to discover that the other cannot or will not cross the room to meet the petitioner where they are. Soon I realized I had to channel my frustration somewhere. So I did what any self-respecting millennial did at the time. I went to a blogging platform, selected a template, and began a long run of sincere navel-gazing entries. What was my hope with that first desperate stab into the void of the internet? As my earliest posts baldly indicate, I was seeking a community of young adult Catholics who were nurturing an active and deeply felt faith beyond the cultural tradition and dogmatic canon. I wanted to meet others who were wondering and wandering. Then, as the years went by and I grew older and, well, not wiser, but wise enough to know I wasn't wiser, I came to understand that I was not alone in my search, both within Catholicism and beyond it.